confronted by tumultuous times. To make ends meet, folk colour outside lines, economists all bemused by the signs. Politicians, as always, riddled with rhymes, and the masses, well, we lay at the mercy of this whirlpool sea of uncertainty, because all too late is all too plain to see that cash is king, but confidence key. She, his antithesis looms like an evil spectre. Markets and individuals house her, aided by Western whispers, her spirit creeps ubiquitously. That's how she's come to exude me. She oozes from me and through me. Even attempts to consume me in the doubting depths of her guzzling sea. And ironically, millions are drowning from this lack of liquidity. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. Commercial mariners charting uncharted waters, chanting, "Goosey, goosey, gander," wondering where they should wander. Mentally troubled, struggling to join up dots, words lose meaning, merges discombobulated Icelandic northern rocks. Hotel, echo, Lima, Papa, message not received. House, echoes, lubricate paralysis, bricks and mortar no longer what they ought to be, housing market bubble burst. Widespread negative equity with an ardent propensity to halt those with no money tree. Gluttonous fat cats cursed with insatiable thirst, all unable to associate the word risk with averse. There was a lack of hesitation regarding financial innovation. There were no reins on the players playing their perilous game. It was unconscionable. And yet already, they seem ready to reinstall their customs of bonuses and winners take all. So this poem is an SOS call. So this poem is an SOS call. Hotel, echo, Lima, Papa, message not received. Hotel, echo, Lima, Papa, help. Because the powers that be missed the trees as well as missing the wood. Message now received. But is it understood?